Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Maybe.
If I had to go next, it would go plain, then peanut butter. I'm willing to revisit peanut butter, though. I'm willing to revisit.
That's crazy to me.
You've never even been there.
I have. It's not like coconut. It's fine, but...
Wait, what do you mean? Like coconut good or bad?
Coconut's useless.
I had a bite of key lime pie for the first time yesterday.
Never had it.
It was surprisingly good.
It tastes like lime, though? Like,
is that the green?
It had a...
Green pie? Is it green?
It wasn't green. It had... It wasn't like an overpowering taste of lemon. It was like a hint of lemon. Oh, it was really good. Added like some extra blueberries to it. We had it like left over from the night before. It was surprisingly good. I didn't eat a lot of it, just like a bite. It was good. Okay. I think I'm changing my stance on lime dessert is trash.
As you should.
Lemon and lime dessert is, I'll change my stance on that. I was adamant that it's trash.
Is it or miss? It depends.
Then your mom made.
It's not just everything.
Well, your mom made, was it lemon cake?
Pie. You had a lemon cake.
And that was tremendous. Yeah. And then this little key lime pie thing was kind of dope.
Look at this. This is like D-Lo in Vegas.
What do you mean?
2 years ago, you hated Vegas.
I did. I did. I love it now. I do love it now. There's no lie. Yeah, no lie.
What's The Rock's favorite pie?
What is it?
Kenny.
I don't even know if we can say that.
That's why I asked Jesse. I don't know. I don't know.
I forgot. You want to talk to Mitch?
Who said it? Didn't you say it?
I think I did say it one time. You're like, you can't say that.
Well, I don't know if you can or not.
Yeah, it feels like one of those. Like, we really. It's like if it's FX past 10, maybe. FX before 10, maybe not.
What was I watching the other day? I was watching USA, and they were just letting them fly. S.
There's a
yeah. I don't. Fly. We're gonna get to a point where we can like cuss on this show.
I think it was before 10. And you know what I was watching? I was watching Black Panther, and I didn't remember they had those words in it. Yeah, just let it fly.
It's good. Dropping that on Black Panther.
Yeah,
I was watching those this morning.
Two times.
Hmm.
Fantastic film, man! It was so good.
Okay, I can't deal with what I'm researching right now, so let's talk to Mitch.
What?
916.
I didn't even screen Mitch's call either. This is going to be fun.
Oh, let's go.
Like screening it matters. Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. What's up, Mitch?
How's it going? Damon, Casey?
What's up, big dog? How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. I'm at the gym here. So
okay.
Mitch. What you working on, Mitch?
My legs.
All right.
You know?
It's glute season for Mitch.
Most of the people here, I could be their father or grandfather. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I wanted to talk about that gang list. There's no need for being bored. It's really. I hope they both get suspended. Really good. I don't want to see anybody get hurt. It's really pathetic. But the Dodgers, what they should do, they should trade for Jalen Josh Naylor, put him in left field because he's got 10 stolen bases. He's a power hitter. He's a free agent. The rich get richer. Because I think San Diego has to be hurting. They traded Soto. To get Soto, they gave up three good guys that are playing for Washington right now. James Wood, Gore, and Aprons. And that has to hurt because, you know, Soto left for New York yeah. benefits there. Would you say it kind of hurts? San Diego real good, eh?
Well, they went for it. They went for it, and they still the cupboard isn't bare over there. They still got some players that are in Major League Baseball right now and some prospects. But this is just Dodger fan. Like, oh, we need to trade for this guy. You guys got everybody. You got everybody. And like I said the other day, I mentioned it. I was late to the party, I guess. But Paez out here, this guy's going to win the home run crown this year. Where'd he come from? Who this guy? Who is he? But now Mitch like, no, we need to go trade for this guy. We need enough. All right, man. I'm sick of the Dodgers. We're going to beat their ass in a couple weeks. I promise you that.
Shout out Mitch. Says end the violence between the Padres and the Dodgers.
Are you sure you want to make those kind of promises?
Yeah, I'll make that one.
Okay.
Dodgers, we coming for you. They're going to come to Oracle Park and we're going to beat that ass. You know,
How about you focus on the team you're playing this weekend, all right?
Yeah, I just don't think, like, didn't you lose the last series 3-1?
2-1.
Sorry, my bad, I thought it was.
1-2, however you
want to say. You got selfish Rafi Devers over there now.
You know what's crazy?
Batting average is worse than his BMI.
Whatever the line was.
You know what's crazy is I was looking for some tickets to go to that Giants-Dodgers game. I think it's next weekend, maybe the following weekend. No, because the following weekend is 4th of July. It's actually right before the All-Star break, so it's the middle of July. Went to, like, you know, secondary market, third party, whatever. Can't get in there for less than, like, $175. So what the hell? What do I look like? All right, man. Why would I pay $175 to go to a game in July?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So I want to go to the games. I don't know. And excuse me. Obviously, like you just mentioned a little while ago, I could get a media pass, but I was trying to take my son.
$25 lawn tickets.
Huh?
$25 lawn tickets, no? Well,
I wish. No, I'm talking about Giants Dodgers.
Oh, I got you. I got you.
In San Francisco. So I'm trying to take my son. $300 for a July 11th game. Are you crazy? Mm. Yeah, that's ridiculous. Now, mind you, I haven't checked the regular old Ticketmaster. Maybe it's
You were looking at resales.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, I see. That's always a dangerous.
Tickets in general, whether it be the NFL, MLB, or whatever, pretty outrageous now.
It is.
Like, even for, like, the Kings or insert NBA team.
Yeah. It's not... If the team is good or something like that, it's not easy to just.
If the team is good, then you're paying hundreds of dollars at least.
Yeah. To just up and go to a game.
Ooh, that yeah, this is at Oracle. That Saturday 105 game is Barry Bonds bobblehead night.
Oh,
or day.
Did not know. Makes a little more sense. Still ridiculous, but a little more sense.
So that's the game you were looking at? Was that Saturday?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, Sunday's not that much better.
My brother, there is not. There does not.
You on the Ticketmaster joint?
Yeah, I'm on Ticketmaster. But what I'm trying to find you, it does not appear that there is a non-resale ticket in sight. These tickets, at least looking at that 100 section, are way worse than what you just said. Mm-mm-mm. Now, I know you would never sit in 310. God, oh my God, man. What is it? Is Ohtani pitching and hitting in this game? God bless it. This is crazy.
This for that Saturday?
Yeah.
What they talking about, man? What they talking?
I mean, I got, let's see. I got a, hold on. Let me unclick that real quick. I got a row 34, 381. I got a 404. Jeez. I got a 525.
Come on, bro.
Man,
her ticket is crazy.
There is no standard ticket available for that series. Sunday is marginally better. So I think Sunday is marginally better. Here's what I think happened. Bobblehead day for Barry Bonds is crazy.
Yeah.
And maybe someone did the math and they think they figured out that Shohei Ohtani is pitching.
Well, how does that explain Sunday?
Because there's a difference. There's a several hundred dollar difference between Sunday and Saturday and Sunday.
I get that. But Sunday's stupid.
They're all resales. Like, all the tickets for this series are gone.
If someone did the math and was like, I think Ohtani's going to pitch on Saturday and it's Bonds bobblehead on Saturday, cool, we're going to mark up that. Well, explain Sunday.
Well, it's just the Dodgers. It's City Connect Spirit jersey.
And you know what's actually kind of...
What's Friday?
Orange Friday.
Okay.
You know what's interesting? The little giant City Connect.
Friday kind of crazy, too.
They're all crazy. You can't get in for less than $125.
Yeah, you can.
All weekend.
It's a shoot. Yeah, you cannot.
You know what's kind
of... Mets, though.
Yeah, the weekday.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead. No, that's a weekend.
Oh, the following weekend? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, well, yeah. It is also.
Well, no, it's like two weekends after that.
I go see the Mets, see Lindor, see Soto. I go see the Mets.
I want to be clear. It's not cheap. And I don't want to lead you astray here. It's not cheap. It's just cheaper.
Right. And that doesn't even count. We've got to get to San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's another $100 somehow, some way. I was just random. The Giant City Connect this year is actually not that bad. Like, I kind of don't like it, but I look at it and I'm like, it's not that bad. It's the black, what they got. It's almost like some like hippie lettering of Giants. They have an example behind what it is. I didn't read it, but it's not that bad. I remember when it first came out, people were like, this is hideous. It's ridiculous. It's all right. It's okay. It's okay. Random thought of the day.
Okay. All right. Well, shout out to anyone who's got tickets to that series, because goodness gracious. Barry Bonds bobblehead day is kind of dope.
That
though.
Is dope.
Yeah,
you know, sometimes I think about, like, should I start collecting bobbleheads? Bobbleheads are pretty cool. They're pretty cool.
You know what? I went through a, is it called, what are them things called? Funko Pops?
Mm-hmm.
I went through a Funko Pop stage.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't have a ton of them. I have a bunch of Office ones because they made them like different versions of Michael Scott or different versions of Dwight, and like they're terrific. They're in the home studio.
This is also interesting too because it just popped up on my screen. But you see who came back home today. Did you catch this at all? Jesse, did you catch this for the first time in 20 years?
Oh, yeah, I did see this.
I don't think I did.
Sammy Sosa back at Wrigley Field today.
Uh-huh.
And apparently, not apparently, I actually seen him. Somehow,
oh,
he's looking more like me than you. How did that happen?
I don't know.
Sammy's back.
No, seriously. Sammy is back. How did that happen?
I don't know.
Sammy Sosa. Oh, my. He looks normal.
He does.
He looks like totally regular.
Sammy is back.
Wow. How did that happen?
And what
like,
did
why
happen?
Did he look that way then?
Yeah, like what did what? Why?
How do you unreverse that process?
Maybe it was makeup. Maybe it was bad lighting.
If it was
too
makeup,
much lighting,
that's crazy.
I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe it was makeup. He looked like Eddie Murphy when he was, playing the White Barber. Like you could see, like something doesn't quite look right. Like that's
beat
what
Joe Louis's ass.
That's they won. Oh, that's crazy. So I'm looking.
You just have some skim creams or whatever.
I guess.
To have bleach, I guess.
Sammy Sosa is white. I just need to compare.
He just changed products.
That's crazy, bro. It's crazy.
How did this happen?
Yeah, it's crazy. And like you said, he's all the way back.
Yeah, he is all the way back. Yeah. He was celebrating yesterday. Okay, so Sosa previously admitted his appearance shifted is a result of skin bleaching cream.
Mm.
It's a bleaching cream that I apply before going to bed and whitens my skin tone.
Mm. That's a whole nother conversation.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Okay, this is a weird sentence. It's a cream that I have that I use to soften my skin, but has bleached me some. I'm not racist. I live my life happily. Bro, what? So,
all right, Sammy.
So wait a minute, though.
I eat Frosted Flakes before I go to bed every night because I really like them. I'm not racist.
So if he stopped using this facial cream, it's darkened his skin back up?
Yeah, it goes back to his original pigmentation.
That's crazy.
He was trying to do like...
that is wild.
Oh, no, he didn't actually do that anymore.
He looks terrible. Well, he looks great now.
Yeah.
He looked terrible. White Sammy Sosa did not look okay. That's wild. That's crazy. But
Sammy came back to Wrigley Field for the first time in 20 years.
I'm going to be honest. We're never going to build this basketball team.
Just let Scott Perry do it.
Right. We will talk NBA basketball when D'Lo and Casey return here in Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. I won't be able to focus if we don't acknowledge this. Oh, man. Okay. Billboard posted a 75 best R&B artist of all time list.
They literally
just posted it, so I don't know where anything is at.
I think I only know where one person is on this list.
Yeah, I saw that.
You saw that as
so
well.
You saw it. Everyone saw it already.
Well, I didn't see the list. I just saw the one thing where that person was ranked, and somebody was like, "Stop the cap."
Was it number one?
No.
Okay. Okay. So let's go here. 15 is Isaac Hayes. 14 is Curtis Mayfield. 13 is Sam Cook. I started that high so I could get to 12, who is Usher. Ray Charles is 11. That's an interesting choice for a number of reasons.
More blues to me.
He has a country era, too. Marvin Gaye at number 10.
Not better than Usher.
I don't know. R. Kelly is number 9.
There's somebody, what we saw.
Yeah, and somebody told me, you can't tell me there's 8 people better than that man. If you're going to put them on the list, if that's the decision you're going to make, I ain't seen the list, so I don't know.
Okay, well, let's see. Yeah. Mariah Carey is number 8.
No.
I don't know.
I know you do,
but I don't know.
No.
Prince is number 7.
That's unfair. I don't look at Prince's R&B.
James Brown is 6.
No.
Whitney Houston is 5.
Different eras. I haven't been convinced
I don't know this list. I'm reacting to this list in real time.
I haven't been convinced yet.
Beyonce is 4. Okay. Okay, wait a second.
So how many people before 9 are pop artists then? Or after, whatever, after, before, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
3. R&B artists, excuse me.
Three is Michael Jackson. Okay.
You look like you have an issue with something.
Yeah,
next.
I got a problem.
Well, who's 2? Because I think
Aretha,
I know
Aretha Franklin.
Oh, no. We can't.
This is an R&B list, right?
Yeah.
Who's number 1?
Stevie.
Stevie's number 1. I'm so sorry. Where the hell is Chris Brown?
Yeah,
Chris. Mary is 16, Janet 17, Al Green is 18, Smokey's 19, Otis is 20. Luther is 22. Teddy Pendergrass is 23. Patti LaBelle is 25. Chris Brown is 26.
Damn, not even top 25.
Wow. Dear Billboard, this is ass. I would love to see the explanation of Stevie Wonder over Michael Jackson. In fact, I could skip that. Why is Aretha Franklin?
Now,
2?
That's the one. That's the Marvin Bagley. This
situation. Don't do that's not okay. Not okay. Not the day after Juneteenth.
No disrespect to Aretha, but not number 2.
This is awful.
And the original person in question, top 5 easy, maybe.
Well,
let's
see what the write up says about Robert. R. Kelly's vocals took the R&B world by storm in the 90s through his debut. You're null and void. This whole list is null and void right now.
I'm
going to read the sentence to you. R. Kelly's vocals took the R&B world by storm in the 90s through his debut album, 12 Play. His debut album was not 12 Play.
Can I stall him out?
Nope. Don't give me the public announcement thing. That was R. Kelly and public announcement. Born into the 90s was his debut album. It was not 12 Play.
That wasn't a solo project, though.
Come on, man. It's R. Kelly. He's the lead vocalist of that.
It's like, okay,
no.
But it's like if no. Whatever Guy's album is that Aaron Hall's first album?
No, because that's Guy. It's not Aaron Hall and Guy. It's Guy. This is R. Kelly in public announcement.
But that's like Diana Ross and the Supremes.
Yeah, it's Diana Ross.
That's not her first album.
No,
though.
Because there's albums where it's not Diana Ross and the Supremes, where it's the Supremes. Nah.
I understand it.
Null and void.
I understand it.
They're out.
Well, they
Billboard
definitely,
is out.
They definitely could be out, but I understand it. I understand it. Look,
careful.
Man.
Okay, don't do what I think you're gonna do.
What?
Are you about to talk about Robert?
I'm just gonna say he's easily top 5.
Okay, that's not what I thought you was gonna say.
No, he's easily top 5.
I thought
5.
You was gonna say something else.
What?
Best wishes to R. Kelly.
Oh no, what? We need to do all that.
I thought,
We don't need to do all that.
Oh, man.
We don't need to do all that.
What happened? He had like an overdose? Yeah, is that what they said it was?
Yeah. I was like, oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, he top five. He top five. And the
this is a terrible
the lines
list.
Of,
this is a
the lines of R&B is just unbelievably blurred here. Like, I look at, I guess I will put Prince as a pop artist, but he's a little more soulful than a pop artist, but I wouldn't say R&B.
There's a very Bill Russell, Boston Celtics generation thing here, Wilt Chamberlain, all of that stuff. When you start talking about like Aretha and even the like 13-year-old Stevie Wonder, Otis Redding, Sam Cooke, some of that is a you could make the argument Sam Cooke made one R&B album that was released after he died because it was he didn't even make the album. He was performing in Harlem. Sam Cooke, A Night in Harlem, I believe is what it's called. And they didn't release it till after he died because the record label said he sounded too black. It was like, this I can't put this out.
All right.
And so we're gonna call the music that he was making for a record label that said he sounded too black R&B?
That's tough. And then there's this is why these lists work and why they drive conversation. Because, like, I'll just say for me personally, in the music that I liked and remember for my entire life, and I'm not saying this is law, I'm just saying, R. Kelly got way more bangers than Whitney Houston, right? But I didn't grow up on Whitney Houston's music.
But Whitney has the two biggest songs of the two.
That's
like
fair.
Easily.
That's fair, but if I go, I don't want to always use
think
this.
About it. Where, well, maybe they didn't do groups.
I don't always want to use the essentials argument, but like for me, if I was making a playlist, I would have, and that doesn't mean that she doesn't have other hits. I'm not saying that, but I'd have 10 Whitney Houston songs. I'd have 55 R. Kelly songs. That was like, no,
I just
this
think
is
that's
fire.
Your. I just think that, but that's just your preference. Like if I pull
and that's
up,
what everything is.
Whitney's
right?
Essentials are 27 deep.
Same with Mariah Carey. Like Mariah Carey, like she has these unbelievable number one records and stuff like that. Her catalog, for me personally, I'm more familiar and linked into the Usher's catalog than I am Mariah Carey easily.
Just point this out. Under Mariah Carey Essentials, it says Apple Music Pop.
Well, that's a whole other thing. Like, poor Aretha, she's gonna catch heat. I don't even look at her as an R&B artist.
Well, no, that's the thing. Aretha is an R&B artist. In like what R&B is, that's what she is. Mike, Prince, Mariah, Whitney, those are probably pop artists. R. Kelly's an R&B artist. Usher is an R&B artist. Chris Brown is an R&B artist. Summer Walker, SZA, they're R&B artists. Those other guys, those are pop artists. So there's nothing wrong with it.
No, not at all. Not at all. But, yeah. But it's, like I said, it's all. We always talk about music is subjective. It is subjective. And, you know, I like R. Kelly, Usher, Chris Brown, Mary J. Blige. I'm not listening to too many Mariah Carey songs, but at the same time, she's got like these historic number one songs, you know, on her resume and songs that people love and recite forever. I'm just like, eh.
These are all single artists, by the way. There's no groups in here. Single artist. Tank, 67. Keith Sweat, 66.
My boy Keith.
Ashanti. Ashanti made the list at 61.
This Neo is top 100?
75. Tevin Campbell made the list. Bobby Brown at 49. Wait, what? The Weeknd's at 47. This is a wild list, man.
What you feel with that? He's too luck that he's even on the list or what?
The Weeknd is arguably the biggest R&B artist of the last 10 years. Like, you see the clips of the shows these guys are doing? Did you see that clip of the show I used to promote what we're doing tonight? Because we're giving away tickets to see The Weeknd at Playboi Carti at Sky River. That's crazy.
I don't
make lists. Rihanna on here. I would.
Beyonce at 4 is interesting. I love me some Beyonce. I love me some Beyonce.
I'm trying to figure out.
I'm part of the Beehive.
I consider myself very much a music person. Mm-hmm. Let's see how many Aretha Franklin songs I know. Man. Oh, a lot of them. Okay, my bad. Respect. You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. Okay. Freeway of Love. That's my joint. Yeah, that's okay. Her Essentials catalog is 35 songs. All right, man. I don't know.
Salute, but like, it's what I don't know.
What was her nickname? The Queen of R&B and Soul. What was her nickname? She had a nickname. I forgot what it was. R.I.P. Aretha.
R.I.P. to the legend Aretha Franklin, the absolute legend. Like I said, I think because I'm one of those. Where's they don't have him as a girl. I was about to say, like, where's Ron Isley? Is he on that list? Ron Isley's one of the greats, in my opinion.
Yeah, but would you call Ron Isley out by himself?
Well, okay. All right.
I'm just asking.
Now, I understand
Diana Ross, 29.
The name. I understand the name is different. It's the Isley brothers. It's not Ron Isley and the Isley brothers, I don't think. But that's no different than what you said with Robert in Public Announcement. Ron, the one singing the whole time.
Yeah, but it's how the album, it's how the group is positioned. They're positioned as the Isley brothers.
Okay.
I don't know. Let's see what AI says. What is R. Kelly's, call Guru and ask him.
I would.
Debut
Guru's out of town.
Album. What is R. Kelly's debut album? Born into the 90s. Credited as R. Kelly in Public Announcement. By the way, yes, Eddie's going to join us. Eddie's on a call. As soon as he's done, he's going to hop on with us. And that wasn't even AI. That's just an article. So, actually, that's Wikipedia. And as we know, Wikipedia is never wrong.
Polo asks, where is Neo in The Dream ranked? I don't think The Dream is ranked on
Neo
there.
Was like 40.
That's a little high for Neo. That's a little high. I know a lot of people who love Neo, though. Family members. I like Neo. It seems a little high.
Don't mind me. I'm trying a shortcut. I've never, ever, ever used this website before.
Neo did an interview the other day where he said the label made him put out When You're Mad as his second single or third single, and he wanted to put out Mirrors. When You're Mad is a sorry-ass song.
No, it's not.
That song whack.
No, it's not. Stop it.
That's on. Wow, he shouldn't have put that on the album.
You're crazy.
Mirrors is way better than that, but he's When You're Mad. Maybe I get so pissed off because...
Yeah, you really worked up over this.
I don't know. Who does that? You do that when Katie gets mad? Oh, she's so cute. So adorable. Like when you're mad at her and she gets... No.
No,
like,
I know better. I ain't going to do that.
It's a problem right now. There's nothing cute going on right now. What are you talking about, Neo?
Oh, man. You are really upset over this.
I always hated that song.
That's crazy. You bugging. That's a good song.
Boo.
That's a good song. I'm trying to figure out.
Should have kept it on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
That was a really good song.
Yeah, that's a good bedroom playlist song.
Yeah.
You crazy about when you're mad. The only dumb thing about when you're mad
is the lyrics.
No.
The music is great.
Is he came out with another song on the next album called Mad. Like, bro, we get it. Like, what are you doing? Like, why'd you do that? It's fine. I just asked. I've never, ever used this website before. I didn't even know how to find it. I had to Google it because clearly we're not going to do this. So I asked ChatGPT, how do you build a winning basketball team? No, I asked him, what's the best way to build a basketball team? This is not
what
helping.
What do they say?
They rank things. Number one, understand team composition, and it lays out the positions. Two, key traits to look for in players. Three, team chemistry. Four, player roles in depth. Five, style of play. And all the way down at number six, coaching.
It's my kind of article.
No, it gets better. Seven, scouting and analytics. So we've decided two of the least important things to building a basketball team are Monty McNair and Mike Brown. Great. We're in tremendous shape moving forward. That's awesome.
Oh, man.
What's the best way to build a winning basketball team?
Let's see if it changes things up.
Establish a clear team philosophy. Let's bring in our boy Eddie Gonzalez. Eddie, what's up, baby? We asked ChatGPT the best way to build a winning basketball team.
Did they say trade away a top 10 scorer?
Is that on
role
the list?
Players and picks? Is that the idea?
I'm scrolling. No. ChatGPT does not advise for that.
Okay. Not a good idea to trade away an all-star. Yeah. All right.
Not a good idea.
Final year of his contract when you decided not to trade him at the deadline and you lost all that. That's probably not going to help.
So that's kind of the funny part about all of this is Phoenix. They're obviously no trade has been made for Kevin Durant yet. Kevin Durant is the focal point of everything related to professional basketball that is not the NBA Finals right now. And it's almost not talked extensively enough about the fact you already tried to trade him, and the only reason you didn't was he found out and advised you not to do that.
And look, the deals at the deadline, we're fine. They're the deals they want now. It's a lot of the deals they want now. It's a lot of guys that they could have had that aren't necessarily on the table now. You could have had Julius Randle and Naz Reid and Naw, they call them. And, you know, I even understand turning down that deal. All those guys are expiring. You got to pay them all in the summer. You might not be able to pay them all. Whatever, you're an apron team. But you turn down viable offers at the deadline, and you could mask it and say, oh, we were trying to do right by Kevin. I don't think that was what was going on there, because now you're saying through the media, like, hey, I understand he has preferences, but we're going to do what we're going to do here. So, like, make up your mind. My whole thing for the longest, and I say this, understanding unbiased observer, but trying to be unbiased observer when I say this, they should have just did it. Should have just got it over with, took some of the deals, took whichever one you felt was best, and got it over with. You know, the toothpaste is out the tube is the analogy I keep using. It's fine. Just get it over with. They didn't, and they just dug the hole deeper, and now it's all worse. And every report right now is basically saying the deals aren't good enough. And now they're talking about, well, we may just keep them. We may just walk away and keep them. And I don't believe that. I think they want to be in this draft really bad, higher in this draft, top 10 in this draft if possible. And I can't see them walking away from that scenario, because after that, it turns into free agency. July goes by quick. If we get into August, then what? You know, the guys have picked teams. Rookies are on their teams. Like, you don't even have the power to pick that rookie anymore at this point. What does that scenario become? And if you get further into the, if you get into the season and further into the season and you run the risk of him walking for nothing, like that's just too much. That's just too much to bear. I can't see them letting this go any further.
I think, sorry, just one issue they have is they can't make up their mind. The Phoenix Suns can't make up their mind on what public stance they're taking. Like they're talking about, oh, we might just keep him. Like, didn't you guys also say, hey, look, we'll take this all under advisement. We're going to take the best deal. And then there's all this talk about Minnesota's deal and trying to nudge him towards Minnesota. What do you need to nudge him for? If you're going to do it, do it.
Yeah, and there's a lot of like a lot of leaking right now, right? Like it's just sloppy. Like it just I think back to the De'Aaron Fox trade, right? The Spurs just went about their business for like 3 weeks. And then when it was time to get the trade done, you guys know, they finally got on the phone and it took like 2 days. It was like, okay, here's the stuff. Here's what we're doing. Now, De'Aaron Fox picked that team. It was in the middle of the season. There's a lot of other moving parts. But that team just got it done quickly. Just got it over with. Like, here we go. Whereas you deal with Phoenix, this is a four-month saga now we have. And depending on what you believe and who you believe, the Warriors' conversations and noise, that started as far back as November. Not that Phoenix was engaging, but there was chatter. So this is a now we're talking like an 8 month convo going on and it's still dragging. Like at some point you do have to rip the Band-Aid off and get this over with. You've pretty much publicly announced that you're going to trade KD. Everybody seems on board with that. There's reports with everybody's name on it. Rich Kleiman's name on it. The Suns' names on it. Pick the best deal. Like let's get moving and let's go.
So Eddie, you know how I feel about KD. You know how I feel about his place in history and how, even today, how good he is. So this isn't a knock on KD. I just think when I'm saying this, I'm just kind of living in reality. What did Phoenix think they were going to get? This is not 27-year-old Kevin Durant where, yeah, I need your three best players and four picks. Like, bro, he's 37. There's a or 36, 37. There's a contract upcoming as well. Like, yeah, if you're offered Jalen Green and maybe two of your picks, but that's probably about it. And that's not it. That's not a knock on who KD is. I agree with you. It's an all NBA player. But you got to look at the total picture right now. He's on the back nine of his career. I'm not going to give you my four best young players and draft picks for Kevin Durant in 2025. Like, what did they really think that's the trade package that was going to be out there?
I think it's something along those lines. Again, at the deadline, they got great offers. You know, the rumor is at the deadline, they did get offered Jalen Green and Jabari Smith and a pick. But that was at the deadline. So much has changed since then. Now you've lost him for one playoff run, right? And that was a good chance. That was a good time to have him for one guy who've been thinking about trading for forever in Jalen Green, another guy who kind of finally scratched the rotation in the playoffs on a per need basis, but he's playing Kevin's position anyway. So those would be minutes Kevin's going to play. So like it was negligible then, but now it's like, he's under contract for one more year. He's actually a little bit more expensive. We actually saw our guys go. We have a better bearing of where we are as a team, as a young team. We were the two seed. You've allowed too much to happen since then. And it's not about how good Kevin is. Kevin is great. He's one of the, I'll say top 10 players. We put him wherever we want to put him in the list, whatever it is. He's one of the elite players in the league, but he's on a lame duck contract. He's a very expensive player. He is going to be 37 years old next time he plays basketball. It's not the same situation as Desmond Bane, who is much cheaper, much younger, a very specific need, a team with a ton of assets. It's not that. Like, it's just not that. And one of the things you keep seeing people say is the Spurs timeline, the Rockets timeline, that's not the same as where Kevin is in his career and what he's doing. Can he help? Of course he can help. But we're in no rush. Our best players are all 22 years old. We're in no rush. We're going to be fine for 4, 5, 6, 7 years. So we have to deal with some of these situations. And if you're the Spurs, like, we have 15 years. Like, we have the alien. We're not in a rush for anything. Nobody's going to bully us into anything. And so that's the problem. That's where I see it right now as it sits. You have a very desperate team in the Suns, whether they want to act like they are or aren't. And you have a bunch of teams that aren't. And then you have the Miami Heat, who are just the Miami Heat. They're just different. They're just floundering.
Like they're treading water. Like with or without Kevin Durant, you're treading water at this point. Like and I think
that's the reality too. If you're the Heat, like you give them truth serum, they sit there and say, "Look, we're not a Kevin away. Like we'd love to have him.
Right.
But we're not a Kevin away anyway. We still have work to be done." So.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We also don't want to overextend because of that. Like, we need our picks. We kind of need Andrew Wiggins right now at a good price. We kind of, you know, we need a couple of these dudes. And I think that's some of it, too. Again, truth serum in a moment of honesty.
But that's why I disagree with you a little bit. And I think I disagree with Kenny, too, because we were talking about this earlier in the week. I think you're 100% right with San Antonio. San Antonio can present an offer and Phoenix can go, well, I don't like this. And San Antonio can go, cool. All right. Well, good luck. And just chill. Like, they don't care. Like, we're not negotiating. We have an offer. If the answer is no, I'll holler at you. I don't think Houston has that same luxury. If we're talking about the three young teams in the conference, Houston's probably third behind San Antonio and Oklahoma City. Houston probably needs to do something. And we could talk about timelines and ages and all of that stuff. But the fact is, Kevin Durant is still Kevin Durant. He's exactly, y'all know who I am. Like, he is still that guy. And a Kevin Durant acquisition, the right trade where you don't lose too much, that puts Houston in a really good position to be back right where they were last year. They obviously had the Ime Udoka signing this week. He's going to be around long term. And I'm not penciling them in for a 2 or 3 seed just because of what they did last year. But if you put Kevin Durant on that team, I will.
I think the roses side of that argument is Houston going, well, Jalen Green could get better and Jabari Smith could get better. And Amen is obviously going to get better. Alfie's going to be, we finally got Alfie some playoff burn. He had to play against Draymond Green for 7 games. We feel better about where we're going. We're not taking a step back this summer. That's the argument. But I agree with what you're saying. I think if you're looking at the trajectory, the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years with these guys, yeah, you love the potential of San Antonio. We're seeing what OKC is despite last night. But we Houston, we're not as certain. There's no you know, there's no Victor Wembanyama on Houston. There's no Shai Gilgeous-Alexander on Houston. So I get that. But I think Houston does feel confident. And they have a coach at the helm who really feels confident. Man, and I think Amen Thompson, with all his tools, is one of those dudes. He's going to be one of those dudes.
He will
be. It's going to take a little longer.
Yeah, he's not. He will be.
Yeah.
They need, you just said, they need that guy right now, and I don't think they have it.
I would.
Yeah, I've said privately for some time, I think Houston makes the most sense. Yeah. I get asked every day, where do I want him to go? Where should he go? What do I think is the best? I think Houston makes the most sense in a lot of ways. It's, you know, it turns into what Kevin's been saying for the longest. Well, what do you give up for me? You got to give up a lot for me. What do you give up for me? I would love Houston if Jabari was still there.
Like, that's the thing.
Give us that guy off the bench to play some defense for us, to be an athletic dude to help Kevin rebound, like stuff like that. I would love that. If it costs Jalen, Jabari, Reed Shepard, and all of your picks going forward. No, I kind of hate that. Right. So it depends on what you give. But I agree with you in the sense that if we're ranking the desperation of all of those teams who are still here, I would put Houston up there because, one, Miami's almost not good enough, and, two, the Spurs are almost too good. Like, they just got the number two overall pick. I've always felt like as soon as they almost won the lottery, they were out of the KD sweepstakes. I think they're kind of out of the Giannis sweepstakes unless it falls in their lap, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I understand completely what Dame is saying and what you're saying, but if I'm Houston – yeah, I got more urgency than San Antonio, but you're not getting Jalen Green and Jabari Smith. As a matter of fact, I'm with you, Eddie. It's not even a choose between the two. Like, I'm not giving up Jabari Smith. Not that I think he's going to be like an all-star or nothing like that, but nah, I'm not giving you both of those guys. I might, and I don't think you would, but I might even give you Jalen and Reed Shepard. Not including Jabari Smith in that situation. And if you don't, if you being the Suns aren't happy with that, I'm okay walking away. Like, it's not the ideal situation if I'm Houston, but I'm okay with it. I'll find another deal somewhere else that might give me a score. It might not be Kevin Durant, but at least I'll still have Jabari Smith and maybe even Reed Shepard in that situation.
Yeah, like if I'm Houston, I'm wondering, what's going on, Cam Johnson? Is Mikal Bridges completely happy? Is he possible to pry out of there? Like, if Desmond Bane can be had, and he was had for a treasure trove, don't get me wrong, but if this level of player is just on the market, I need to see who else is out there too. You know, if I have to get rid of Jalen Green, there's probably not comparable wings, but wings that fit into what we do out there somewhere. But I do think there is the desire to have a true number one offensive star on that team. And a little bit of not knowing if Alfred Sengun is that just yet. You know, you do the Charmander meme and you say, oh, he's baby Jokic. I don't know. I don't know that the playoffs showed me that either. You know, a perimeter shooting star, though, that's different. That changes that team a ton. And if we're handing over the point guard duties or pseudo point guard duties to Amen Thompson going forward, we're going to need that as much as we can get it. So yes, I think that's a priority, but if not, hey, we'll get some more athleticism on the wing that fits in here and we're just going to terrorize guys again. And we're going to trust what we're doing. I like that team a lot. We talked about that team a ton on this show all year long. I like this team a lot. I like the athleticism. I thought we saw it all in the playoffs. They got beat by a more well-seasoned team and the you know, things just broke differently for them a few times. They missed a couple tough shots late in different games in that series, but they're close. And they know they're close. And if one of these guys takes a leap, who knows where they are. But if I had to be, because everybody's doing this on their shows right now, I think they would be the favorite right now because I think it just makes the most sense.
You're talking about Houston.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I mean, all the noise right now, everybody is on TV saying, yo, those Suns might walk away and just drag it out and wait and
see.
That
would be crazy.
And it's like, why? Like, what is earned there? They're doing the thing at the car lot where you go, you know what? I don't want this car. I'm not – over $50 a month, I'm out of here, and acting like they're walking out the lot and hoping they're gonna get what they want, and I don't know if that's gonna happen.
So Minnesota's out, completely out.
I think it's up to Minnesota. I think it's.
What are they afraid of?
If Minnesota wants to do the Kawhi risk and say, look, we'll just take you for a year and whatever, they probably have them already. But clearly they don't want to do that. And you know, for me, you're three games away from the finals two seasons in a row. I don't know why you don't roll the dice. You have Anthony Edwards. He's not going nowhere. If you get rid of some guys, so the rumor trade that the cap experts on Twitter put together with the math essentially is Rudy and Dante. I would sacrifice that to see what we get for a year. I personally would.
I'd pay KD's rent if I was trying to sell. Like, yeah, you ain't got to live here, big dog. I understand. I'll take that year. And worst case scenario, I'm out of the Gobert contract in a year. Cool.
And that's kind of where I sit with it too. And but I'm not the GM. I'm not Tim Connolly. I'm not Alex Rodriguez. I'm not Mark Lohr. I'm none of them. But to me, that seems to be the holdup is they're not sure and about that. And you know, look, I don't think Kevin wants to be a pit stop anywhere at this point in his career either. So if I was them, I would take the risk. I think they could get the trade done whenever they want. If they feel like taking the risk, I think the Suns would happily take that. But it doesn't seem to be in the cards for them right now.
You mentioned Giannis a few minutes ago. Do you think there's a real Giannis discussion happening, or is that just that's just done for now?
The way it sounds, it's going to take a while. He's going to wait to see what the Bucks do. He's going to wait to see how the East looks. He's going to wait to see what's available for him. But you know, there was buzz about him possibly asking out a few months ago, and coincidentally around the same time as the combine, which coincidentally means 90% of the league is going to be in the same building and city for a week, and then coincidentally the buzz died down right after that. Mm-hmm. So whatever was heard, whatever the chatter was, whatever, you know, the tea leaves said, Buddy backed off. And what I would guess, my educated guess is be like, he's learning exactly what Kevin had to learn at the deadline and is learning now. A Giannis Antetokounmpo trade in this landscape, in this second apron, like misery for all these teams, it's almost impossible. You know, Kevin had a tweet where he joked like it's going to take 4 year starters and six picks. And he might have said that in jest, but it's probably going to take about that to get Giannis. Because one, I'm going to need all your picks. I'm sorry. He's Giannis Antetokounmpo. He's in his prime. He just gave us 32 and 13 or whatever it was. And he's ridiculous. Nobody can guard him. And two, we got to build a team from scratch now. And three, you have to match cap with us because you have no choice. So that, I think the trade is just a little too complicated. The only team with max space right now is the Nets. But next time, a lot more teams open up some space. A lot more availability, a lot more flexibility for Giannis. So my prediction, I don't think he's going anywhere unless he finds a perfect deal for himself in the next 2 months. And I just don't see that happening.
We got a game seven, Eddie. Got a game seven. Are you surprised that we got a game seven?
No. And I am surprised in that Indy should have won this series already. I think they've shown to be the better team. I think they've shown to have the better style of play. Like, it's bothered the Thunder more than it's bothered them. They've let a game slip at home. Like, if they go up 3-1, the series is probably over by now, and they don't. They let that game slip. But they just seem to be the more cohesive unit, the deeper unit. And if the threes are falling, it's not even a contest for them. They're able to overcome their turnovers. They're able to come over everything. They're hitting their shots. They knock them down at home. And it's crazy that we, like, this cold season, all these superstars, all this face of the league conversation, all this stuff going on all year long, we're getting one game in Oklahoma City with the Pacers and Tyrese Halliburton and Pascal Siakam and all this stuff on the line. And I'm not a legacy guy, but somebody's going to get like a real big legacy stamp this Sunday, whether it's Shea, whether it's J-Dub, whether it's Tyrese, who's playing hurt but looked incredible, whether it's Pascal Siakam. And there's something about championship experience that I trust. So I expect Alex Russo to play really well. I expect Pascal Siakam to play really well. I expect like a nerve-wracking game. The last game seven we got in the finals is 2016. Mm-hmm. I don't know how well y'all remember that game, but it was all over the place.
Yesterday.
Long stretches of no scoring. One of the most iconic final minutes of a game in NBA history, and that was preceded by 7 minutes of 2 points.
Yeah, so we were looking at that earlier.
It's a nerve-wracking game. It's one of those games where the smallest mistake, the smallest adjustment can mean everything. I think the Pacers are going to win, man. They've won in that gym already. They're not bothered by that. They've already won a game winner in that gym. I think they're going to win. I think they just overwhelmed this team. And I did not like how the Thunder looked the other night. I always say with the champagne in the building, because it's in there somewhere. It's not in your locker room yet. They ain't put the tarp up. You can't celebrate yet, but there is a bunch of champagne bottles in the building, and y'all came out with 8 turnovers, more turnovers than field goals made. I don't love that. So I'm picking Indy. Don't yell at me next week. I won't be back till Friday. Y'all forget, by the way, by then. But
we'll have a draft.
I just love
by
their
then.
Style of play. Yeah, I love their crazy. Defense. And I think Pascal Siakam's going to just give us a game. This okay. is how I feel about it.
All right. I'm with my man, Eddie. Thanks for making time for us, man. Know you busy out here making moves, so we appreciate it. It's one of our favorite
times. Hey, shout out to Big Cuz, man, stirring up drama in Phoenix. Talking about a fight that may or may not have happened. I don't know. I'm going to talk about it on playback later. I'm going to playback some WNBA games. But sorry I was late, gang.
No, you're good. No, we're locked into playback, good, man. There's some classics that – Eddie's had some classics this year on playback.
When Eddie ran out of nowhere and got the fever hat, yeah. I cracked up.
Oh, man. Hey, man, you got to have fun with it. Look, I don't know how to link. I got the Asia.
Yeah,
wheel.
Oh, there
Asia.
It is.
Shout out Asia.
It's below 500.
Good talking to you.
We got to do some work, man.
We appreciate you, Eddie. Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, your aces for life is
we're struggling
on
right
life
now.
Support.
We're struggling.
Man.
Damn. We'll get there, though. We'll get there.
We'll come back. Final hour of the show. Final hour of this kind of weird week. We'll talk Kings basketball. We'll talk NBA basketball. We'll talk Game 7. We'll talk Sky River Casino tonight at 7 o'clock, 32 Brook Street. That's ahead here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.